Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Sanale.
Afternoon, my elder. How are you?
Very well, thank you, man. How are you?
It's been a good day, thanks. Hope it's been the same for you.
Oh, it's been a good day, man. Good day. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you had a good day. It's a pleasure to hear that. Now, we're talking about unfailing love. That's a VOP lesson for today. And we begin with a very important distinction between two types of life and two types of death. That's what the lesson is covering. And our brother, Sanale Kumede, is taking us through that. Now, please take us through today's lesson. What are these two types of lives and two types of death, my elder?
Yeah, there's my elder. If you can allow me, I'll call them three types of life
three
and
types.
Death.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's just unpacking the other one. So I think we touched on it when we spoke about, it must have been last year when we spoke about judgment, you know. And we spoke about the fact that I think every living human being has an appreciation of the fact that we get life when we are born, which is physical life, you know, and which I will then categorize as the first type of life. And the first type of death as well is when we die, you know. And I think when we touched on it previously, we spoke about the fact that, you know, a living being is made up of God's breath and the soil. So this is the first type of death, when the breath and the soil or our bodies are removed and we cease to be a living soul. That's the first type. Then the second type, which I would call spiritual, is in fact it's a vice versa, this one, because first you are alive. Right. Right. You are alive. And there's a verse, for instance, that we will touch on when it comes to this one. So everyone is alive. Right. We get the first life. However, then there's a difference between a person that has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior versus someone who hasn't. Right. So the verse that, you know, when Peter speaks to this piece around being alive or being dead, in the book of Ephesians, when he's writing to the Ephesians, he speaks about the fact that, you know, of the life of life and baptism. He says, and you have made alive, or were made alive, when you were spiritually dead, separated from him. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because of what? Because of your transgressions and sin.
All right.
So meaning that if we are living a life of transgression and sin, we are then categorized in the Bible as being dead.
Ah, you see? Now I get it. Okay.
So in this particular case, death comes first and then life comes after. And life comes after through what we call baptism, which first, the Bible speaks about spiritual baptism, when we accept and we are convicted by the Holy Spirit, and then we are born again. And there's a ritual of, you know, which symbolizes death, when one person is being baptized and they are put by the pastor inside the water and they are taken. And that is a symbolism of dying and resurrecting, and now you are alive. So that's the second part. And then the third and the final one, and I think it's important. The reason why this is important is because of the fact that, you know, that even if we then die the first death, right, which is the physical death. But if we die the physical death and we were living a life following baptism or accepting Christ, that is not the end for us. Which now brings about the third life and the death. Because as we are living today, we know that, for instance, we've been talking about the fact that Christ died for us. We spoke about the fact yesterday to say, while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes, yes, yes.
The importance and the magnitude of that death of Christ was not to save us from this first death, but it was to save us from the third death, which is eternal death, which is then goes hand in hand with eternal life. So in essence, you know, I would like them to highlight those as the three types of life and the three types of death.
Mm. Yeah, interesting stuff, man. Interesting stuff. Now, you talked about, you know, that death before you got baptized, etc., which I think was quite interesting. Would you then be able to explain to us what it means then to be lost? Is it that before that one, or what does it mean? What does it mean?
Hey, my elder, this is a very interesting and important topic for me personally, this thing of being lost. You know, there's a funny thing that, someone was praying at church. I heard this story, you know, in fact, it was even in our lesson to say, you know, there are people who feel like they are alive, they're going about business, and they're doing what is called enjoying life, you know. Mm. So it is said that someone was praying at church, Lord, please be with us. You know, others are out there enjoying life and we are here at church.
So you're not enjoying church.
You see?
Yeah.
So look, it could be that, and here's a funny thing. There are those that perhaps are living a life that is not according to the Bible. When and they look at us, they feel like we are lost. And even in the church, you know, this comparison, for instance, I say it, you know, there are those that are liberal. We can all be Christians or be in the same denomination. But I feel like you my observation is you get those that are liberal and you get those that are conservative. You know, and those that are conservative feel like the liberals are lost, and the liberals feel the conservatives are lost. So this thing of being lost, the story that comes to mind is that of Luke 15. Mm-hmm. Where usually the focus, especially the last parable that speaks about the prodigal son, I think we that one is clear. But what always attracts me is what I call the prodigal son that never left home, you know. Because he is now at home, so no one is focusing on him, because the assumption is that because of the fact that he's home, he's not lost, you know. However, when his brother who was lost comes back home, we then see that he was lost as well. So it's possible that you can be lost in the biblical sense, but not be aware that you are lost. You know, so it is possible for someone, you know, to be lost, but being lost in the biblical sense goes back to the previous question to say, you know, do you have life or don't, you know, or you don't? Meaning that, have you accepted Christ as your Lord and personal Savior or not? So in the biblical sense, being lost means that you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And it's possible for you to be lost, even though you have accepted Him as well.
I think the dangerous one is being lost when you've already accepted Him, because then you are... you have no clue that you are lost. You're thinking you got it all together, yet you probably are lost, eh? So, yeah, I think it's a very, very dangerous one. Now, when a person is lost, you talked about two types of lost. I assume the one that has never left, thinks that they are not lost and they're in the right place. Would the one who has never accepted Christ know that they are not lost? Because sometimes they don't even see that there's a need to do that. So would they know that they are lost?
Yeah. So I think there are two parts. There is a part where the Bible tells us that, I'm thinking of the verse now, I must maybe find it, that says that, look, when judgment comes, we'll be judged based and the fact that God winks at our time of ignorance. There's a verse that says that. And the fact that we all were blessed with the conscience, right? To say that every decision you make will be influenced by how you respond to the conscience. So there's that piece. However, there's also an obligation from us as Christians to then share what we learn from the Bible with others. So unless someone similar to, I was teaching my son's lesson or my daughter's lesson about Philip and the Ethiopian who was reading the book of Isaiah. He says, how would I understand unless someone tells me or explains it to me?
Yeah.
You know? So it's possible that someone may be lost, but they are not aware. So which then leaves that obligation to us who believe that we have been found to then reveal to others that this is what it means to live a life according to what the Bible instructs.
Now, what hope is there for us to be found if we're lost or when we're lost? There any hope at all?
There's always hope. There's a verse that I like, which is Ezekiel 33 verse 11. You know, where God speaks about the fact that He's not happy with the death of a sinner. You know, so God will go through every extent to make sure that everyone gets to know about Him. So in that sense, there's hope. However, there's this notion of the laborers, where the vin, you know, is vun is cool, but abavuni bangani.
Yes.
To say God will not come from heaven to help to save the lost, but He works with us human beings who have accepted the call. You know. So the salvation of our fellow brothers and sisters depends on those who have accepted the call to help us, or to help reveal Jesus to others. So there is that obligation that then hangs on us, because that is actually, again, maybe another litmus test of those who have accepted Christ to actually determine whether they are lost or not, because being found is not being in a space of vacuum or inactivity. It being found or being not lost is determined or is seen by us going to others to share this beautiful journey that we have also become a part of. And again, here, I also like to also emphasize that it's not left to the preachers. And sharing about the gospel is not limited to being able to preach or to teach. We can share the gospel through sharing our experiences as well, and just being there for other people. So that's the hope that there is for others who we can call being lost. But I think that sometimes cringe, because sometimes as Christians we say abantu bangaphandle.
Yeah.
So again, you know, I cringe because maybe there could be someone on a pagas, but they are lost.
True. Ungapagati, but you are lost. My goodness.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, my elder, I must thank you so much for coming through, man. Blessings upon blessings to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time.
Thank you, my elder, to you too.
Lovely. Bye bye.
Right.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.